WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Finest tools for today's challenges. This is your host, Perkin Weston, and let me tell you, we are diving into something truly juicy today, building your very own home sanctuary, that peaceful little pocket in the chaos of life. Ever feel like your space is just reflecting the whirlwind going on inside? Like it needs a serious reset button? Yeah, I get it. We're bombarded with information, notifications, and expectations every single day, and sometimes our homes just become another battleground. But guess what? They can be so much more. Think about it. Your home is supposed to be your safe haven, your recharge station, the place where you feel truly comfortable being yourself. So, how do we actually create that kind of magic? Well, my friends, get ready because I'm spilling all the wisdom the Stoic-inspired kind, of course, on how to transform your house into a sanctuary for your mental well-being. Number 1. Intentionality. This isn't just about rearranging furniture or picking out cute throw pillows, although those are definitely fun. It's about consciously choosing things that promote calmness and focus. Think about the colors you gravitate towards, the scents that make you feel relaxed, the textures that soothe your soul. Infuse your space with these elements. Second, decluttering. You know that feeling when you walk into a room that's packed with stuff? A little overwhelming, right? Our minds work in a similar way. When we're surrounded by clutter, it can feel like our thoughts are racing and there's no clear path forward. So take some time to declutter your physical space. Donate or toss things you don't need, organize what's left, and create clear pathways for movement. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in how you feel. Third, mindfulness in design. This is where things get really cool. Think about incorporating elements that invite contemplation and connection with yourself. A quiet corner with a comfy chair for reading or journaling. A small table to display meaningful objects that bring you joy. Even something as simple as a houseplant can add a sense of grounding and tranquility. 4. Technology boundaries. We live in a world where our devices are constantly vying for our attention. But remember, true peace comes from disconnecting and being present. Designate specific areas in your home as tech-free zones, like your bedroom or dining table. Embrace the joy of an unplugged evening, spend time with loved ones without distractions, and let your mind truly relax. Finally, personalize it. This is your sanctuary. Don't be afraid to express yourself through art, music, photos, or anything that feels authentically you. Surround yourself with things that inspire you, bring you joy, and make you feel at home in your own space. Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I was living in this tiny apartment that felt more like a shoebox than a haven. It was cluttered, chaotic, and honestly, it mirrored the stress I was feeling. Then one weekend, I decided to do something radical. I took everything out of my bedroom. Every single thing. I swept the floors, dusted, organized, and then started bringing things back in, but only the things that truly served me. I added a cozy rug, some common artwork, and even a small Buddha statue for good measure. It wasn't fancy, but it felt different. My bedroom became my own little oasis, a place where I could unwind after a long day, read a book, or just simply breathe. And you know what? The change extended beyond the walls of my room. I started feeling calmer, more focused, and even more creative. Creating a home sanctuary is about intentionality, mindfulness, and personal expression. It's about cultivating a space that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. So go ahead, take some time for yourself today, listen to your inner voice, and start building your own haven of peace. Ready to unlock the power of your personal sanctuary? Here's what you can do. First, identify one area in your home that feels particularly draining or chaotic. Second, set aside just 15 minutes to declutter it, get rid of anything unnecessary, and organize what's left. Third, think about a few things that bring you joy, a candle, a plant, a favorite photograph, and incorporate them into that space. You don't have to do everything at once, but even these small steps can make a big difference. And remember, your home is a reflection of yourself, so make it a place where you truly feel at peace. That's all for today, folks. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and building your own modern-day sanctuaries. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of stoic wisdom, and remember, you are capable of creating the life you want. Bye now.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.